This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Businesses affiliated with Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill's husband received almost $40 million in federal subsidies for low-income housing developments during her first 5 years in office. But McCaskill's campaign said yesterday that none of that money made it into the family's bank accounts. McCaskill's Republican challenger, Todd Akin, claims the federal payments represent a conflict of interest, an assertion McCaskill calls unfair and distorted. McCaskill's financial reports show her husband, Joseph Shepard, earned between $400,000 and $2.6 million in income from businesses that received federal housing subsidies from 2007 through 2011. McCaskill says many of these housing contracts existed before she won election in 2006, and the businesses also derived income from non-government sources. Her campaign says the federal payments went to operate and maintain the facilities. Tomorrow, the vice presidential nominees will take the stage for the first and only vice presidential debate of this election year. Mitchell McKinney is an MU communication professor who has been internationally recognized as a scholar of presidential debates. KBIA's Rachel Carrs talked with McKinney for a preview of tomorrow's event.
McKinney says the debate will be the largest audience that Republican Congressman Paul Ryan has faced in his political career. He says the debate will be a test for Ryan on the national stage.
Standing, next to his opponent who's been in the job, who served the role as vice president for the past 4 years, and does Paul Ryan measure up? Does he seem as qualified, mature, wise, ready for the presidency?
As for Democratic Vice President Joe Biden, McKinney says Biden will need to watch his, quote, pit bull demeanor.
Biden will have to work to keep his aggressiveness in check so that it doesn't boomerang and he comes across as flailing or just overly aggressive and then seem, mean-spirited and nasty.
McKinney says last week's presidential debate served as a platform for Republican candidate Mitt Romney to change the dynamics of the race. McKinney says this week's debate will serve as a test of Paul Ryan's ability to keep the momentum started by Romney last week. Rachel Carrs, KBIA News.
Two restaurants in the Columbia Mall food court are closed following numerous health code violations. As KBIA's Patrick Rawlings tells us, the health department found the violations after responding to a report from a customer who found cockroaches in her food.
In addition to the presence of cockroaches, violations at Famous Cajun Grill and Stir Fry 88 included open containers of food, improperly stored raw food, and temperature violations of cold holding units. Kayla Gagnier of the Columbia Health Department says while these are serious violations, they may not fully represent the restaurants.
It is really a snapshot in time, and we see that every day because while an establishment may be perfect one time we go in or not have very many violations the next time we go in because of change in staff or change in management, there could be violations present.
Gagnier says the department spoke with several of the other restaurants in the mall and that no other full inspections have been performed. The two shuttered eateries can have their operating permits reinstated as soon as all violations have been corrected and verified by another inspection. Representatives from the Columbia Mall could not be reached for comment. Patrick Rawlings, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri Health System is opening a clinic for adults with sickle cell disease. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the clinic will be in Columbia's Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. Starting on October 25th, it will provide afternoon hours on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. Sickle cell is an inherited blood disorder that causes a shortage of red blood cells. State lawmakers from 9 states, including Missouri, are forming caucuses they say will focus on religious freedom issues. Marshall Griffin has more.
Departing GOP House member Mike McGee is organizing Missouri's caucus. He says one of their functions will be to consult with lawmakers in other states on making sure that the language used in bills does not result in the erosion of religious rights.
If we have an idea that say, hey, we want the Catholic Church to be able to step aside here and not provide abortion drugs if the Catholic Church so wants, how do we do that? How can we do that through the legislature?
McGee says the caucus's formations are not in response to President Obama's contraceptive mandate, although he admits it did serve as a sort of wake-up call. Membership is open to lawmakers of both political parties and to all religious persuasions. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Nearly 500 universities across the country have signed on to an initiative to increase the number of college graduates in the United States. KBIA's Charles Minshew takes a deeper look at how schools, including the University of Missouri, plan to reach that goal by 2025.
Peter McPherson is the CEO of the Association of Public and Land Grant Universities, one of the organizations involved with an initiative to ensure that 60% of adults have a college degree by 2025.
It's easier for individual campuses to push hard at a goal if it's part of a national goal, because it involves changes. And change is never easy, but if you're part of a national group pushing for a goal, I think it is helpful.
McPherson says many schools were already focused on increasing graduation rates and reducing the amount of time needed to finish a degree.
The reason for the strength here is we're not starting from ground zero in most places. In the last few years, it's very clear that schools are focusing on graduation levels, percentages.
Helping students stay on track and finish what they've started is one way schools are trying to improve the degree completion rate. University of Missouri Provost Brian Foster says streamlining student support is one way to ensure success.
It's the same advising, the same student support systems, the same faculty support systems, the same instructional design for all of these different things so that it all fits together better.
Foster says the university also has a program to reach out to former students who didn't finish their degree in order to help them walk away as college graduates. Charles Minshew, KBIA News.
To see how the six-year graduation rate looks at schools across Missouri and the Midwest, visit kbia.org. Four candidates are contending this month for the open position in the Columbia Board of Education. As KBIA's Jennifer White tells us, the position was formerly occupied by Paul Cushing, who resigned to take an out-of-state job.
The four applicants are freelance media producer Rex Cohn, Tim Parshall, the assistant director of the Assessment Resource Center at MU, Bill Kinney, an ear, nose, and throat physician, and executive director of Central Missouri Community Action, Darren Priest. Current board members will select the replacement. Board President Tom Rose says he wants to make sure the candidate has the right intentions.
Somebody that sees that we need and try to do what is best for the district as a whole and for our students.
Board Vice President Christine King says she also favors a candidate who understands public school systems and who can learn about the Columbia public school system quickly.
What I'm looking for is someone that has some knowledge and experience and can kind of get in and not have a short learning curve.
Cohn has run for the board before, and Priest has served on the board from 2005 to 2008. The appointed person will serve in Cushing's spot until the April 2013 election, where the member will be eligible for re-election. Jennifer White, KBIA News.
Some families who lost their homes in the Joplin tornado have been given a 7-month extension to stay in government housing, but it will no longer be free. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has granted a request to keep its temporary housing units in Joplin until June 9th of next year. The trailers had been scheduled to be removed on November 9th when the eligibility for free housing expires. Candy Newman is the branch chief for individual assistance at FEMA's regional office in Kansas City. She says there once were 586 households living in FEMA housing after the May 2011 tornado. That's down to 157, and the agency expects around 120 to remain after November. Belafonte Ice Cream is recalling two types of ice cream that contain peanut butter because of the potential of salmonella contamination. The Kansas City-based company announced yesterday that it was voluntarily recalling 56-ounce containers of Home Run Sundae and Mama's Choice Reverse Peanut Butter Pie. The ice cream is sold between April 2010 and October of this year. It's sold in retail and convenience stores in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.